Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We bless you. We magnify you. You have done more than enough. You have come beyond what we asked for. You gave abundantly. You made yourself available for us. We give you all the glory. We are not self-made people. We are God-helped people. We give you all the praise. So to our helper, to the only one that does great things, we return and we say thank you. Thank you because your mind is still so full of us. We bless your name. We don't deserve it. But you have done more than enough. We bless you. We glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat in God's presence. God bless you. I want to continue from where I stopped. Is it 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, I went for pulpit exchange. Last week, we had a family conference. So we put on pause our series on operating in the supernatural. And I remember telling you I'm going to take my time so that we can get it once and for all. And the first thing we started talking about living, operating the supernatural is living by the word of God. Do you know that if you have never dreamed before, never seen any vision before, never heard any word before, never seen an angel before, if you know the word of God, you don't have any problem. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you have never had a dream before, never seen a revelation before, never heard the word warning you, if you have never operated the prophetic before, if you have the word and you know the word, you don't have any problem. Because all the things I mention, no matter how they are, you must confirm them by the word. A man that does not know the word of God, somebody will have a dream and tell you tomorrow, don't travel. And God has written that tomorrow you are becoming, I almost said you are becoming APC national president. If you don't know the word of God, people that feel they are spiritual will use their spirituality to torment you, to pull you down. They will use their spirituality to direct and control your life. They will just come and say, I had a dream. And this dream, to stay at home. They will give you flesh imposed 21 days prayer and fasting. And they can tell you, don't see the sun for 21 days and see what the Lord will do for you. That is a lot of people that do not know the word of God. Even people that are supposed to bow to them will be controlling them everywhere. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Let's take our text that we have been using. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. 4 weeks ago, or 3 weeks, we shared this. I laid the foundation. On earth, there are two ways to live, two ways to survive: by food, spiritual food, and by physical food. Anyone that lives on physical food alone becomes mincemeat for the devil, mincemeat for situations of life. But for you to survive on earth, Jesus, creator of heaven and earth, said, on this earth, you can only live by the every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And we started looking at the dimensions of those words. But I need to continue. Listen to me. The word that proceeds out of the mouth of God cannot be stopped. The word that proceeds out of the mouth of God cannot be refused. The word that proceeds out of the mouth of God cannot be shut down. The word that proceeds out of the mouth of God cannot be locked up.
That is why. That is the only thing you can live by.
Isaiah 55 verse 11. Isaiah 55 11. So is my word. So is the word. Isaiah 55. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty. Can I use it? Can we read together? Let's go. Slowly. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not. Listen. If the pastor preaches out of flesh, out of boasting, his word will return. But the word of God is not out of flesh. The word of God did not look at the face of anybody. The word of God is not emotional. The word of God is the word of God. And that word cannot, will not return empty. It cannot, it shall not return empty. Listen, don't keep up on the word of God quickly. Say, pastor, I prayed. I've done everything. And it seems not to be working. I said, how long have you prayed the prayer? He said, for the past 6 weeks. 6 weeks? Abraham waited 25 years. Speaking the same word. He will go out and say, God has told me, my generations shall be like the stars. And they asked him, Abraham, you have been saying this is all these years. Where is your child? He saw no child. They were still speaking it. Don't let your confession change because of realities on the ground. The word of God is superior to the realities on the ground. Hello, are we here? Please help me tell somebody. Don't change your confession because of what you see around. Say the word of God is superior. If the word of God is superior to what is around. If a man plants cassava and a man plants cocoa, cassava will be coming up every year. It will be coming up every year. The man that plants cocoa will be looked at like a stupid man. When he keeps saying, this tree will come out and I will not need to do anything again and it will be bringing forth fruit. Don't change your confession because the cassava people have gone ahead. Don't change your confession because the tomato people have gone ahead. Keep to your confession. Your own akashu. Now, palm tree, once it comes out the first time, you don't need to do anything again. It will be working permanently, perpetually. Are we here? Stop looking at others and changing your confession. The word of God is yea and amen. I told you the last time, for the word of God to be broken, the word of God will break everything. Rather than the word of God to be broken, the word of God will break anything. Everything. After you have done all, still stand. Why? The word of God cannot be stopped. The word of God cannot be locked up. The word of God cannot be broken. The word of God has a power to project you forcefully to overtake everybody. That is what the word of God does. Obey the word. Stay on the word. That word that proceeds out of the mouth of God cannot be broken. Are we seeing church? Can we talk about some of the things that the word of God can do for us? Before then, if you look at this verse, it's saying the word of God, so shall be my word that goes out of my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose. He didn't say it shall accomplish that which I beholden purpose. I might be quoting it, I might be praying it, for me to have something to boast against you, to use against you. The word of God does not work according to what I propose. Look at that. Please, can you see that? It's according to what God proposes. And it shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Verse 12. We thank you. I pray for everyone here. Every word that have gone out that has not come to pass this week, let the word bring fulfillment to every area of your life. And that they stretch your two hands here. Stretch your two hands here. For everyone tired out, everyone weary, are bound to make Abraham's mistake,
about to go ahead of God, about to make excuses and do something terrible.
I ask that the Lord will give you strength in the place of weariness. You will not give up on God. You will not do something stupid. In the name of Jesus, the Lord strengthen you to keep on standing. In the name of Jesus, I ask that the word of God will come true for you.
Can I hear amen? The word of God will come true for you. In the name of Jesus.
Everyone that has mocked you by the word, let God himself give them an answer about your life.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So the word of God is likened to a rain. The word of God is likened to fire. Jeremiah 23, 29. The word of God is likened to hammer. Jeremiah 23, 29. The word of God is likened to light. Psalm 119, verse 105. The word of God is likened to a sword. Ephesians 6, 17. The word of God is likened to a seed. Luke 8, 11. That means if the word of God is likened to a seed, you can plant the word of God and wait for it to germinate. Every word you have spoken, you have planted, that you are still waiting for, I ask, before you know it, let it germinate and bring forth fruit for you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand up. Let's just pray together. Just say, for every word planted in my life, say, every word I have planted, say, Lord, let them germinate. Let them bring forth fruit. In the name, let them germinate. Let them bring forth fruit. Let them germinate. Let them bring forth fruit. Let them germinate. Let them bring forth fruit. For every word spoken into my life, sown into my life, for every word I have spoken, for every word I have sown into the earth, oh Lord, let them germinate. Let them find fulfillment. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. But please, don't do what we do when we're young. The Bible said, except a seed falls and dies, it abides alone. If it does not die, it's not useful. You know, when your first maize you planted, or tomato, after 3 days, what did you do? You went back there, this thing is not coming out, it's not coming out, it's not coming out. What did you do? You went and you uprooted it. And your uprooting it was what killed it. Now, March, oh, this is March end, you. This is March end, you. God said, the pastor said, God will satisfy us early. What is happening now? That what is happening now is you going to uproot it. Don't uproot the seed before it comes out. Please let me tell somebody, don't uproot the seed before it comes out. I can tell somebody, don't uproot the seed before it comes out. Say the word will still bring forth fruit. For everyone waiting for the fruit of the word, I ask that speedily the Lord will come through for you. In the name of Jesus. So what does the word of God do? The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. But the word of God is the foundation and the genesis of it. Romans 10:17. Listen to me. You can't build faith by listening to people's testimony alone. People's testimony is weak to give you faith. It can help your faith, but it's weak to give you faith. There are some things you are looking for. There are some things you are waiting for that nobody in church, nobody in your family has ever had that testimony.
You don't have people's testimony to build your faith on.
Faith only comes and is built by the understanding of the word of God. So,
stop all those things according to what my pastor said. Start according to what the word of God says. It is a tragedy of this generation that people can quote their pastors, but they can't quote the word of God. It's a tragedy. Heaven and earth shall pass away, including your pastor. But the word of God shall not pass.
That is why we are showing you this. So that when your pastor is no longer here, no more God or whatever, you still have something to place your hope and your faith on the word. Romans 10, 17. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But that faith is generated by this. Let's reach God. So faith comes from hearing. And hearing through the word of Christ. Give me another translation. Through the word of Christ. Faith comes by hearing. Let's go. So, then, faith comes by hearing. And hearing the... So, whatever is taking you home as I'm preaching is the enemy of your faith. Whatever is making you to remember, that brother owing me. Is he going to bring my money tomorrow? Think about that after service. That is the devil, the bed, stealing the word from your heart so that you cannot have it. Hello, are we here? Whatever is making you to think about the house rent now is the same thing that will prevent you from paying the house rent. When the word of God is coming out, that word is coming out to build up faith for everything and anything in you. Whatever disturbs you from that word is an enemy of your well-being. Faith only comes by hearing and understanding the word of God. I've shown this. Maybe I did it last month or so. If I say, Medekuku, did you hear me? Is there anybody here that understands Medekuku? I'm not joking. It's an original language. Did you hear what I said? What did I say? Say it. Let me hear you. What did I say? Go and ask a Togolese what it means. You heard it. But that word did not do you any good because you don't understand it. Any word that is taught in God in church that you read, that you hear, that you don't understand can never do you well. It is another medekuku. You know what medekuku is? I beg you, please. There are many medekuku Christians in church. They can hear the syllables, but they don't have an understanding. So he's building nothing in them. There are another class of medekuku, which I used to be in those days, because I grew up to the Baptist sunbeam. You come in front of the church. Blessed is he that walketh not in the seat of the unskillful. That did not walk in the deed of her, but his delight is in the word of the Lord, and in his word does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the riverside, and he shall bring forth his fruit in his season, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Head knowledge is not understanding. Climbing is not understanding. Teaching Bible knowledge is not understanding. It is not by cramming. Cramming is good. Because if they take away the Bible and burn all the Bible on earth, some of us will still survive. Because we made us cram Bible. Still allow your children to cram it. We don't know what will happen in 40 years' time. Your children, they must cram it. But if I do something now and I say, anyone that gives me 10 memory verses from each of the 5 first book of the Bible, I give you, what do you want? I give you what you want. How many people will pass it? So that means, if they burn all the Bibles on earth, we'll be in trouble. But please, let's come back to this. Without faith, you can't please God. Without understanding the word, you can't have faith. So, pleasing God comes from understanding the word.
I told you 3 weeks ago, whatever keeps you away from the word is your enemy. Please, abide in the word. Can you help me tell somebody, abide in the word?
Sir, ma, how long do you stay in the word of God? How long do you read the word of God?
See, we pastor is teaching series on the word of God. And I know that pastor, if he sees me, he can call me and ask that, Ochoko, did you read the Bible today?
So before you came, you quickly carried.
Pastor, he will just call anybody like that.
So you did that.
It doesn't bring faith. Because there is no understanding. Because the motives are wrong.
A word that will bring understanding is a word you read. A word you study. A word you meditate on. A word you eat. A word you speak. A word that you do.
Listen to me. You can't live the supernatural life without the word of God. The word of God is the foundation of the supernatural.
So the word of God brings forth faith. Number two for this morning. The word of God is the tool for creation. The word of God is the supernatural tool for creation. Genesis 1:3. Genesis 1:3.
If you get this part, your life will never be the same again. If you get this part, your life will never be the same again.
Verse 2. Give me verse 2. Or from verse 1. From verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Some people believe that between Genesis verse 1 and Genesis 1 verse 2 is in millions of years. I don't want to teach the gap theory. And we call it the gap theory. Between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2, some believe it's millions of years. Some believe there is the same, no millions of years. It's just a day. But let's not go there. I just want you to know that the Bible is deeper and people have different understanding that you think. It's not that shallow. We should just pick and just read and take at face value. The earth was without form.
And darkness was over the face of the deep. So the life of a person was formless. Things were not working well on earth. And the Spirit of the Lord came as usual. When there is a challenge, as usual. As usual, the Holy Spirit. When there is a problem, He is the solution. He came and He was brooding.
Hovering over the face. Water, and because the Holy Spirit was there hovering, verse 3, God did something that you must learn to do. And God spoke, God said, let there be light, and there was light. That's why we call Him the God that brought forth light out of darkness.
Darkness was everywhere. What you don't want is everywhere now as we are speaking.
God was the first person confronted with what you are confronted with. Learn what God did. Please help me tell somebody. See, tell the person, learn from God.
Darkness everywhere. Things were not as He planned. Things were not as He desired. Things were not as He wishes at that particular time.
What did He do? He spoke His word. And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
Jump to verse 6. Jump to verse 6. Verse 6. Verse 6. Genesis 1, 6. And God said, let there be expanse in the midst. Jump to verse 9. Verse 9. And God said, what did you notice here? Everything that God wanted, what did He say? What did He do?
He spoke it. That is why you can't expect good things from Nigeria and speak negative things and you have good things. You know they work like that.
be angry. They don't shoot yourself on the feet concerning Nigeria. Be angry at the situation in Nigeria, but speak the right words. You can't dream negative, expect negative, and speak negative. You can't call Nigeria a zoo without you becoming like an animal. No wonder your experiences are animalistic, because you said you are in a zoo. I am in Nigeria. It is not paradise, but it can be paradise. And by the blessing of God, some of us will live in paradise in Nigeria. That is my expectation. Your own now zoo, be the animal. He did not speak by what he saw. He spoke by what he expected. Hello, are we here? When you speak according to what you expected, you look stupid to people. But at the end of the day, you are the one that will laugh. Learn from God. The word is a tool for creation on earth. Listen to me. Everything in heaven and earth was created by the word of God. Anything you want will be created by the word of God. It will be created by the word of God. It will be created by the word of God. Listen. I'm asking you to speak positively, but I'm not ending it there. Speaking positively does not bring anything to pass, really. Speaking the word of God is what makes things pass. Are you here with me? Please, are you here with me? Hebrews 11:3. Can we all read together slowly? Let's go. For by faith, we understand. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing, I told you, it's understanding. By faith, we understand that what is the universe? Everything in creation. We understand that the universe was what? Can I hear you? Let's go. The universe was created by the word of God, including you. And let's continue. So that what is seen was not made out of things visible. Things that you can see today, at a time, they were not visible. It was word that created them. It was word that created them. That is why your operating system must change. When I started IT, we started with MS-DOS. In fact, when I was the first time I was learning IT, it was MS-DOS. Windows 3.1 just came out at that time. We have a bigger floppy disk. It's called 5.1/2. We moved to 3.1/2. When you are installing, we'll be slotting the floppy disk. From there, we went to Windows 95. From there, we went to Windows 98. I'm sorry if I'm convincing you if you're not a computer person. But you know what? Some people's operating system is still 1963 operating system. And they want to operate in 2020. The word of God is dynamic. There are new revelations. Not new revelations that remove the revelation of the past, but new revelations built on the old revelations. If there is nobody here, I bet you here, when I started computing, your phone was like 100 times more powerful than the computer I used in 1995. If you sit down and say it's floppy, you'll be... Some people don't even know what we call floppy disk. Do you know floppy? Some will use card. There's a pin. They used to be pressing the card in those days. Some people in church still want to be operating by card. You must create your life by the word. Joseph had a dream when he was 17 or 18. I can't remember which of it. He had a dream. He will be the prime minister. He told his brethren that everybody was buying to me. When he shared the dream, what happened? Different things started going wrong. He will rise today. He will come today. But did you see at any time where Joseph changed his confession? This God,
this God. Shebi, you say you will do it. This God, I don't even know what to do about you now. You want to put me to shame, this God.
David did not change. Joseph did not change his confession. What kind of generation are we that when something bleak, you, even when people have flat tire, they blame God. Flat tire. Flat tire. When the challenges are much, do what God did. What do? Speak the word. Are we here?
So what will you be doing from today? You'll be doing what?
Remember, I didn't say speak positive. If you speak positive about your country, it's okay. Speak the word. The word of God is superior to any positive word.
So we understand. Give me back Hebrews. That whatever we are seeing today were created from things that were not seen. So things you have not seen, you are not seeing now,
can still be created.
Things that you can't see now can still be created by the word of God. Things you can't still see now can still be created by the word of God. I shared with you about John Austin's mother. Let me share with you about our own experience. My wife. When we were looking for the fruit of the womb, we waited for like 4 years before we had our first daughter. And when we were waiting, different things, it came to a time, we had a discussion, and she said there was no running around again. We were going to hold on to God and see what God would do. And what did my wife do after that? Same thing I told you, Mama Austin did. Carried the Bible, was reading through the Bible, and writing down every promise. Every promise about child bearing, every promise. In fact, last Sunday, we wanted to check the house to look for it so that I can bring it to church and show to you in our handwriting what the word of God can do. So our first child came, I was around. In fact, we were at a retreat at that time. We went for missionary work somewhere. Sabo Keda and Gogolada. So we had to be called, we rushed down. All of us came. Went to the hospital with my wife. But when we were about to have our second child, I was in Jos. And then around 3 months, my wife started spotting. And you know, when there is spotting, what comes to your mind? It don't happen again, no. 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 Ebony, another rap. We are releasing many albums from my pitching, and this one, it don't happen again, no, it don't happen again, no, it don't happen again. The word prevails.
You see how the word is giving me creativity. I need to go to studio and release an album,
and you must buy. So she started spotting.
She brought out the paper and was reading the promises. This word no go stop. Was reading the promises. See, the word of God will be tested to know if you mean what you are saying, to know if you believe what you are saying, or you are doing like everybody is saying. Our second daughter is around already. She is a teenager already. By the word.
By the word. Now, so it happened for my family. Oh, they have caught up with me at last.
What is the difference between you and them? He, literature, you overcome the word, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It does not matter the dream. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It does not matter the family I came up for. Now that I belong to Christ, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And the word of God will break everything rather for than the word of God be broken. See, you are not holding the word the way you're supposed to hold it. That's why things are happening to you anyhow.
If things happen in here, it's a test of the word of God. Stand by the word. Speak the word. Stand by the word. Speak the word. Stand by the word. Speak the word. It is. It is only the word that has the power and the ability to create. Let's check 2 Peter 3:5. 2 Peter 3:5. And then we go to Psalm 148 verse 5. I just want to stay here. Look at this again. Let's go. Let's read together. I want to go. For they deliberately overlook the fact, this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed by, was formed out of water and through water by what? Anything that must be created that will survive on earth must be by the word. The word was created by what? By the word of God. And anything not created by the word of God on earth will fall later. It is only the things that are created by the word of God. He said, man is like grass, they are like flowers, they come up. They are no more. But the word of God abides forever. Psalm 148 verse 5. Create your word by the word of God. 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 Psalm 148 verse 5. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded. And they were created. You see some people, when they are praising the word of God, when they are speaking the word of God, they don't even know what the devil will do after I have said this. So, last week after I prayed the prayer, the headache came more. Are you sure I am going to do that? I shared with you some time ago about a church member that was having difficulties, and I gave him prayer points to go and pray, and I asked them to wake up by 12. They woke up by 12 midnight, and we were praying. As we were praying, cats, noises on the ceiling. Brr, brr, brr. So for like 3 weeks, I didn't see them in church. So after I saw them the third week after, they have the prayers. I said, pray the prayer a week after. Come, let me pray with you, or I'll follow you home. I said, pastor, the thing where I see, I never see him before. So as they prayed, say, when we stop, everything stops. When we start praying, things will be running in the ceiling and making noise. So we decided for peace purpose. It looks like a funny matter. When you are starting praying and your boss brings more pressure, what do? You give up. You are not different from that, brother. The word of God causes commotion in the camp of the enemy, and they respond angrily. Keep at the word. Keep at the word. Keep at the word. The word prevails at the end of the day. A man that speaks the word, a man that lives by the word, does not lose the battles of life. He always prevails. But don't abandon your confession so soon. Our God is able to save and deliver. Even if he does not, we will still not bow. We will speak the word. It will work. Even if it does not work, we will still keep speaking it. After all, Abraham was promised nations. By the time he was dying, he only had 6. The promise of God are not for you alone. They are for you and your generations yet unborn. Some word will not come to pass in your time. If all the word God spoke to you comes to pass in your life alone,
That word is too small. Go and check the Bible. His promises are multi-generational. And his word concerning you. Even your children yet or born will drop out of it if Christ has not come. That's why you must consistently continue in the word of God. Sometimes my wife and I will be talking and we'll look at somebody, one of my siblings, and he will say, Adura mama, lotion she shall I hear. You look at one of my siblings, my wife will say, it is still the prayer of grandma that is still working in the life of this person. I am a testimony of the prayer of a mother. I'm still chopping of the goodness of my mother's life and her prayers. The promise of God for my mother, she didn't live to see her. I am a revelation and an epitome of one of them. All the promise of God for my life, some you will see in the life of my children, because his words are multi-generational. So when you are speaking it now and it looks as if it's not working, don't give up. It will work perfectly in the life of your children. At that time, they will go and play football. People will be doing VG. 5 hours prayer. They will go and play ball. And come. It happened before weekend. People are praying 5 hours. It did not come to pass. For some of us, our mothers have prayed 12 hours VG for us already. Now we are saying, oh Lord, I thank you. And the thing is happening. If you compare yourself with a person like that, whose mother has done 7 mountains, from Nigeria to Cameroon to Ghana to Sierra Leone, and coming back. You understand what I'm saying? Sow the word for your generation yet unborn. Lift up.
Lord, let your word, let your word, let your word, Lord, let your word. In every area of my life, say from today, I confess the word, I speak the word from today, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Open your eyes, look at me. You can't afford to keep using that Bible that has no reference, no explanation, that is tiny, that if you want to read it, that is it. Invest in a good Bible. The one that if you see John 3:16, after reading it, it will tell you Matthew 11 this, something this. So when you read, you will go and do cross reference. If you want healing, read through the Bible. If you read one of the healing of Jesus, those kind of Bible, you will see verses of other healing. You will write them down. You speak them in the morning before you leave. It is not by imitation. It is like the word. Are we here, sirs? Learn the word. Speak the word. Believe the word. Do the word. Obey the word. And see what the word will do. When we are at the good church, we used to say, cheer up, brothers. The word works. Cheer up. The word works. Please help me tell somebody, cheer up. Say the word works. Tell the baby, cheer up. Stop looking fatherless when you have the word. The word works.
Tell somebody, say, cheer up. The world works. So from today, when you see somebody frowning, as if he's Achilles carrying the whole world on his shoulder, what do you go tell him? Cheer up. The world. If you see brothers, where their face look like, may they cuckoo. What do you tell them? Cheer up. The world. When you visit somebody that is down, weary, what do you tell the person? Cheer up. The word works. Get the word and see what will happen. By this word, let there be transformation and changes in every area of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I ask that the Lord God will remember you. I ask that whatever will bring you shame and embarrassment, the Lord God will never allow it to happen to you. In the name of Jesus, I ask that your expectation, as you speak the word, the Lord will bring the expectation to pass speedily in the name of Jesus. I ask that like Samuel, none of your words shall fall to the ground. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.